Robbie, it seems that everyone is trying to work out the big question at the moment. Why aren't Aston Villa winning? Now you've had a little bit of 24, 48 hours to think about it. Have you come up with the solution?
Well, we are looking. We're looking for solutions, obviously, to see our games. You know, we do so much in the games to put us in a very good position, and we've given away points in the last 5 minutes of this game. So, you know, I'm looking to find solutions to see our games and to get us over the line in these games, because then all the good aspects of the games with a draw at home then kind of gets lost, doesn't it? So there's certainly an aspect where we need to try and break through and find a solution to get us over this line.
I mean, it's twofold really. I mean, the late goals are grabbing headlines, obviously, because it's happened four times. But there's also the idea of when you're on top, you don't kill people off.
Yeah, that's it's a combination of it, isn't it? I mean, we've had these games where we were leading and we had opportunities really to score another goal, which then obviously makes it much more difficult for the opposition. So there's a combination now, that and then just trying to hold on to a result at the end, and need to be a bit more resilient, a little bit more focused in those last 5-10 minutes, and also maybe try with different personnel as well.
I mean, you're Italian, and Italians are famous for 1-0 victories. I mean, is it a discipline thing? Is it a confidence thing? Is it a work rate thing? Is it an ability thing?
I think all those mentioned by you probably come into the equation here. It's probably a combination of all of those that that will increase our chances to win those games with 1-0 or 2-1 going forward. But there is so much good that we've just thrown away in those last minutes. So, you know, you need to not only look at that, but also the positive aspects. And we'll have to find a solution. And I think we will find solutions going forward.
Because the other thing that unfortunately happened the other night, I'm pretty sure you would have heard it, is the booze on a full-time whistle, which, you know, we're used to, unfortunately. This is new to you at Villa Park anyway. So how do you react when things like that happen?
Well, I think it was kind of frustration, wasn't it, by all, and by me, by the players as well. I mean, we were all frustrated by the fact that we couldn't get the 3 points like that, you know. So I think that's more than anything else, because on Sunday, or 3 days before, we played a terrific game. And obviously, every game is different and it has different challenges to it. But I really thought that we could get that 1-0 win on Wednesday, because, you know, we were, you know, working hard and trying to get over the 95 minutes. That result that would have helped us massively.
Mm-hmm. And you were forced into some changes the other night. I mean, how are the team and the squad in terms of the knocks and bruises?
Well, unfortunately, Richie Delette has sustained a serious injury. So we'll have to make some more assessments today with him. But it looks like he will need surgery. We just have to see, you know, what kind of damage there is on the knee. And Ross, we'll have to see. Obviously, he had to come out and he's very doubtful for tomorrow.
And the likes of Doma and Grealish, who weren't available the other night, are they in contention or not?
They are in contention, yes. They should be training this afternoon, and they're going to be in contention for the game.
Mm. And what do you make of Ipswich Town? Because they're like a derby in many ways. They've always been there or thereabouts under Mick McCarthy.
Yeah, absolutely. A team that will, you know, play a lot of crosses into the box. You know, there's going to be certainly a big fight in midfield for second balls, and so we need to be ready for that, to deal with the first ball and the second balls, and but also we need to realize that when we are in control of the ball, that we do what we do best.
Is it, you mentioned the solution to throwing away leads and not seeing off teams. Looking from outside, it looks like individual game management, the decision making. You know, in the past, the old managers would say, tuck the wingers in and take the points. You know, have they got that mentality? Do you give them that freedom to on the pitch to make that decision to perhaps be a bit more defensive and see out a game?
Well, yes, of course. We have some experience on the pitch that that make those decisions. I mean, talking about Wednesday, we had obviously a bit more towards the last 10 minutes with a bit more defensive players on. Although we had chances to score the second goals, but I thought the last 10 minutes, you know, it was right to just defend the lead and try to go on the counter. But certainly, yeah, those are decisions that the players on the pitch make and can make. It hasn't worked at the moment, but you know, we've given away, you know, in the last three games, we've given away 6 points in the last 5 minutes. So, you know, if we improve the last 5 minutes of the game when we're in this situation, we could be in a much better place.
We know how you feel about it. What do they say in the dressing room to you? What do they say about them giving away goals? What do they talk to you about?
No, they're disappointed as well, and they know that we need to improve that situation. We need to try and be more resilient and more focused towards the end, and try to stay maybe a little bit calmer as well sometimes when it gets so hectic.
You say resilient, calm. Do you mean like put the shutters up? Do you mean defending, defensive?
Yes, because we, you know, in the last two games we had plenty of players, you know, behind the ball. So it's a question of, you know, get the organization correct and do the right job in your position, and then we can improve that.
You can train them, but how do you deal with the psychological effect this is having? You know, that because it's happened a lot of times, it will affect them psychologically. How do you deal with that on a training pitch?
Well, on the training pitch, you try to obviously work on the organization, on the positioning, and so on, and then through individual talks and team talks and the things like that, you try to emphasize the importance of seeing out the game.
Do they take it collectively? You know, we win together, we lose together. Do they all take their responsibility?
Yes, I have to say it's a very good group to work with. They're all very keen to do well. So it's a collective responsibility, but also a collective job to do that.
Finally, from me, you really just need a win from anywhere, don't you? Just to change things, freshen things up.
Yes, we've gone so many times close, and It would be nice to get a win, to finally get 3 points, but also to finally, you know, go through those barriers to say, you know, we've managed to win away from home, we've managed to hold on to a lead, and even if it's a scrappy one, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter about playing well, does it?
Well, normally, you know, over the long run, I believe that, you know, yeah, by playing well, you will have more opportunities to win games, but if he has to be ugly, you know, for the last 10 or 15 minutes, so be it.
We need to point out, Robbie, the boos that Mark referred to at the final whistle the other night were about the quality of our radio commentaries. They weren't directed at the players.
No, I have to say the fans have been really brilliant. And I think we all shared the same frustration and disappointment at the start of the season. So I can understand, and they had all the right, but you know, you see the team is trying very hard. The team is trying very hard, and we are looking to improve every day, and we're looking to improve in every game and try to do our best. And I always believe that, you know, when you work hard, it will pay off.
Was there a time in your playing career or your early managerial career when you've gone through a phase like this when you can't quite work out why this is happening? And have you learned from it?
Yeah, I think we all had in our career moments like that, and there are just some moments that turns a match around or a season around, and sometimes it's a freaky goal, sometimes it's a scrappy game, and sometimes it's a great game, and you win convincingly. So there's different reasons that you can turn that around, a situation like that.
See, we all thought that you'd bought well during this summer, and I'm sure you think that as well, because you've got leaders and you've got players who are experienced in this division as well. So you'd have thought that mental hardness was there.
Yeah, well, I must say that Jedinak obviously he's only played two games so far. So there's, you know, still needs a bit of time to gel into the team and the understanding with the other players. But certainly, you know, we looked at players with that personality to try and improve that situation in our team.
When do you want to be judged then on how the team is performing and what they're achieving? Because it's a 46 game league, so long time ago, 39 games for a start.
Yeah, it's a long season. I mean, you know, at the end of the season, that's when it matters where you are. So I guess you will be judged by the position at the end of the season. You will be judged, but it would be nice to get some positive results or some wins, because you know we get very close, and don't quite manage to get over to the win. But I think it's a long season, so we've also had a pretty not easy start, I would say, with the oppositions we played.